This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of Japanese companies began the rollout of their workplace vaccine programs Monday, inoculating company workers and their families. Some of the companies had been critical of what they said was the government's slow pace of Japan's COVID-19 inoculation campaign. Thousands of people are expected to receive shots through the initiative, which is beginning just weeks before the opening of the Tokyo Olympics. Meanwhile, organizers of the Olympics announced Monday they will allow a limited number of spectators into venues holding Olympic events. Crowd numbers are to be capped at 10,000 people or 50% of a venue's capacity. In India, the government announced it had given 7.5 million coronavirus vaccine doses on Monday. That's news because it's a new single-day record for inoculations. The country also saw its lowest daily number of new COVID-19 cases in about 3 months. India is trying to inoculate 950 million adults by December. The government is buying 75% of the vaccines made for use in India and giving them to the states free of charge. The World Health Organization said Monday it is working to set up a new technology hub for coronavirus vaccines in South Africa in an effort to boost supply to the continent. In the United States, the White House laid out its plans for sharing 55 million COVID-19 vaccine doses abroad, with the majority of the allocations going to Latin America, the Caribbean, Asia, and Africa. The Biden administration said Monday that most of the doses would be shared through the COVAX International Vaccine Sharing Program, fulfilling a commitment made by President Joe Biden to share 80 million doses of U.S.-made vaccines with countries around the world. This is VOA News.